insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, welcome again to the program. We hope to be able to understand more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verse.
Inna Allah la yastahi an yadhrib mathalan ma ba'udatan fama fawqaha. فأما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وأما الذين كفروا فيقولون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا يضل به كثيرا ويهدي به كثيرا وما يضل به إلا الفاسقين.
In verse 26, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a very important point that we would have to consider to complete our faith in Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي أَنْ يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوضَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا. Indeed, Allah is not ashamed to draw a parable, whether it is that of a gnat or something above it. It seems like the disbelievers, those who had trouble accepting what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to His Holy Prophet, although they had realized that this Prophet could never have done this on his own, and they realized that this is divine, yet they had problems accepting it. And in other words, they did not want to accept it. Those people, when they saw some of the examples and the metaphors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, they started raising questions as to, is this the word of God that He's giving us examples of, like spiders in Surah Ankabut and other small and minute beings that are not worth mentioning in their view? So they started creating doubts and questions in people's minds about this. And this verse seems to be answering that question. And there's many other points too that we will come to understand, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is not ashamed to draw a parable, whether it is that of a gnat or something above it. It doesn't make a difference. It is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees right as the example or the metaphor that He wants to mention. In that verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the example of the spider, He's talking about how the house that a disbeliever has seemed to have created and made up for himself, how unstable it is, and He gives the example of a spider web and how unstable it is. It seems like it's very stable, but you touch it, even without touching it, if you blow hard on it, that spider web will tear apart. So it's not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or God will not mention such examples in His words. No, if it is right and it will get the point, He will mention that. Says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. Those who have faith, they will know it is the truth from their Lord. Those who've accepted, they've realized that this prophet is a messenger of God. After having accepted that with proof, with understanding, sometimes some may picture or assume that when we talk about faith in God, we are saying you put aside your reason. No, Islam doesn't teach us that. Islam does not teach us not to use and accept reason. What Islam tells us is that we should actually go towards understanding. There are many places in the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to go and think and ponder about the issue. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us not to do is don't fool around and call that thinking and logic. Sometimes we do that very, very finely too, and we fool even ourselves sometimes thinking that what we've thought up of or what we have thought of is actual reason. It says, after those who've accepted based on logic and reason, they've realized that this prophet is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when they hear this example, they don't reject it. They know that this is from the Lord, so they start to think about it and they ponder it, accepting that this is from the Lord. So he says that those who have faith, they know it is the truth from their Lord. But وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. And as for those who are faithless, they say, what did Allah mean by this parable? يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. They continue on to say that thereby He, God, leads many astray by mentioning these examples and these parables and these metaphors, mentioning the words gnat or spiders and giving those examples for what He is trying to convey, that He is leading many astray and thereby He guides many, and He guides many with the same examples. So they say, the people who disbelieve and reject, they say, what are these examples for? What are these metaphors? Why is God mentioning these metaphors? He is misleading and misguiding many, and of course He's guiding many too. They see the people who follow the Holy Prophet. So if this is by God, if this is God's words, it doesn't make sense because many are being misled with them, including these people. At the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. That He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God leads no one astray thereby, except the transgressors, except for the fasiqeen. No one will be misled by these metaphors and parables and examples that have been mentioned in the Holy Quran. In other words, the Holy Quran is a book of truth. It is the book of guidance. It is supposed to guide people. As we mentioned, if you remember, for those of you who have listened to the first few sessions of this program, we went over that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that first verse of Surah Baqarah, He explained that the Holy Quran is guidance for the God-wary, for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He explained, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained in the verses, that believe and have faith in Him, and they pray, and they give charity, and they have faith in the hereafter. They will be guided by this book. Not that this book has been sent to only guide them. No, the book guides all. It has the capacity, it has the quality to guide everyone. However, the fasiqeen, the transgressors, instead of accepting it, by rejecting it and rejecting this truth that they realize is from God, they are being misled. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this book of guidance, is misleading some. And we explained this before, because it's an important issue, and some may misunderstand and misinterpret what is said in this session, I would have to explain it a little more. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an original guidance that the next verse will also indicate once we get in. If that guidance is accepted and acted in accordance to, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards that in this world, and He's created us such that we will be guided more after that. We will understand more. We will have more and stronger faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that first guidance is given to all. If that is accepted and acted according to, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives more guidance. But if that guidance is rejected and it's not accepted, then at that point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give guidance, but as a punishment will take away that understanding that something is truth, something is the truth, or something is from God. And as I mentioned, the following verse indicates that very clearly. He says that
الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلَ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ.
الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك هم الخاسرون.
That yes, there will be some that he will lead astray with these examples. They are the transgressors. Who are the transgressors? It says those who break the covenant made with Allah after having pledged it solemnly. What is this oath? الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ. The oath that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken from the people is that creation in Him, that in some other verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to as His the fitra that exists in people. The way that the people have been created is such that they understand certain things. They understand certain things to be bad. They understand certain things to be the truth. They understand that they were not brought into existence out of thin air without a creator. They understand that it is God that has created them. If they don't reject that, if they don't mess that up. And that is what is said here. Those who do break that oath, who do reject what they were given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their creation. Human beings, naturally, they understand that oppression is wrong. They understand that there needs to be a creator for this universe. They won't go naturally and say, oh no, there's no creator and there's no Lord that takes care of this universe. As we can see in some of the Western countries where religion is actually looked down upon. You see many people, by realizing this fact, they start looking for religion. So it's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in the nature of human beings. People do realize this. So if they go against their nature, against their fitrah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in them, that's when they become fasiq. When they reject that as a punishment, they will be misguided. They will lose their capacity to understand truth from falsehood, as we'd explained also more thoroughly maybe in some of the previous sessions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand His words better, and we ask Him to please keep us from becoming one of these fasiqeen and transgressors who have broken the oath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who have deserved to be misguided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdalillah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdalillah. Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdalillah, Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdalillah.
Allahu ya sultan, Allahu ya gufran, Allahu ya subhanallah. Allah subhanallah, Allah hamdan lillah.